If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
The following is a special presentation of SiriusXM Fight Nation. After they said it couldn't be done in Chicago.
Are you all in?
The elite of the professional wrestling business are back with a brand new promotion of their own.
I am all in with All Elite Wrestling!
Live from StarCast 2 in Las Vegas, the site of All Elite Wrestling's debut event, Double or Nothing. This is Breakfast with Busted Open.
Welcome to Busted Open on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. Dave LaGreca and WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. My tag team partner today, the one and only Mark Henry. Mark, how the hell are you?
I woke up, Dave, in the Valley of the Rising Sun. How can anything be better than that?
This is the Valley of the Rising Sun?
Yeah, it's Vegas.
Is it?
Las Vegas.
Yeah. That's just a home for degenerates. Vegas. Am I wrong in saying that?
Degenerate gamblers.
This is my first time in Vegas, and we are having.
I plan on gambling, but just gambling with my life.
How about this? Breakfast with Busted Open. So many of our nation members have come out to have breakfast with us, Mark. Everyone's eating, but you and I.
We'll get our time in. We'll get our time in. I'm just saying, I asked the chef back there to save me some bacon.
All right, there we go.
And my man, he gave me the point.
He's happy. Yeah, he's pointing at me. I don't think he's pointing at you.
Okay. Well.
Anyway, thank you guys for coming out here. Breakfast with Busted Open, live from the Tuscany Casino and Hotel here in Las Vegas. And we have a list, Mark, of some amazing guests. StarCast 2, AEW, Double or Nothing coming up tomorrow night. And let me introduce, and this is an honor to introduce this man, because he is one of my favorite commentators of all time.
When
you hear this, I know a lot of you think of WCW in the 90s, but I think of Mid-Atlantic and Crockett Promotions from the 80s, and that is Tony Schiavone.
Tony!
Joining us here for Breakfast
Schiavone.
With Busted Open.
Yes. The man, the myth, the legend.
Tony. How are you, Tony?
Great.
And Tony's mic is not working.
Okay, I've been in wrestling for a long time. Your mics are never up, so. And I'm representing all the degenerates he talked about earlier.
Hey, listen, I got a trick for y'all degenerate gamblers. Okay, take 90% of the money that you have in your pocket and put it in your sock. Put it in your sock and don't touch it. That other 10%, hey.
Do what you want.
Just get a cigarette lighter and burn it. That's because that's what you're doing.
Well, I made, and my wife Violetta's right here in the front, and she doesn't know this, but I emptied out my daughter's college fund because I figured this is a really good investment. So as soon as this show is over, I'm hitting the casino and see if I can double
my
daughter's college fund. You know what I'm saying? I got my sights on, you know, Ivy League schools for my daughter today.
It won't be casinos that's getting hit. I can promise you that.
So, Tony, thank you so much. And I always say this to you every time that you're on. And, you know, I grew up watching you, grew up listening to you. You are one of the reasons why I do this show and why I created this show for SiriusXM. So, thank you.
Dave,
because if
I
it wasn't
that.
For Tony Schiavone, there would be no Dave LaGreca. There would be no Busted
wow.
Open.
Wow.
So.
Thanks. Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. We had a great first day doing our shows. Mark was part of the Remembering Owen, and that was very from the heart. Great thing that you did yesterday, Mark.
Thank you, man. I just got up there with a microphone and said what was on my heart, and it was no. See what I did there? That was.
Oh, all right, you get it.
Anyway, but I enjoyed that guy, man. Like yeah. he was my brother. I mean, we weren't born by the same family, but. He did as much for me as anybody that's done anything for me in my life.
Right.
So, I mean, it's only fitted. And what an honor, man, to be passed on and all this time passed by.
Right.
And you have about 400 people standing there honoring you.
Sure.
Honoring your memory. That was, that was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was 20 years ago yesterday. And it's 20 years. Just it goes by so fast when you think about it. And Tony, like for you now being back in wrestling, because for a long time you weren't, you know, you stepped away. And, you know, I know baseball is a big love of yours. And I mean, what a career that you've been able to work in industries that you grew up watching and falling in love with. So being a part of baseball and now being back in wrestling, you know, I don't know how the exit was, but I think that everybody has really opened up their arms and their hearts for you now that you're back in this profession.
Well, thanks. The exit was fine. I really thought that when WCW went down, I could reinvent myself, which I kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing radio and doing the things that I loved. For instance, baseball was my first love, but wrestling was right there with it. I loved both of them growing up. I had been doing some baseball, got into wrestling, and now wrestling was over. And 2 days after my wrestling career ended, after WCW closed the doors, I was now working for the Atlanta Braves and their radio network. So I just kind of stumbled into that and have been working for the Braves off and on since then, and got a gig with the Georgia Bulldogs and do that.
Hook 'em.
Stop, Mark. Okay. We have bad Sugar Bowl memories. Okay. And so it's been great. I've been very fortunate that everything that I've loved and wanted to do, I've been able to do. I really, and I feel very fortunate. I also realize that I started out in the early 80s when the job that I'm doing now was not as competitive as it is now.
Mm-mm.
Kids trying to break into the business always say, how did you get into it? I say, well, I don't think there was as many of you wanting to get into the business, because back when I was doing wrestling, it was like me and Jim Ross and then Joey Styles came along after that. There weren't that many, and Mike Tenay and Scott Hudson. But now there are a lot of kids that want to get into wrestling and love it. So I feel very fortunate.
When you're here like at StarCast 2, and now that you're doing the show What Happened When with Conrad, from the fans, what's the one thing that you hear most often? What's the one question that you hear more than any other from the fans?
Well, the one thing that I hear more than anything else is, you were a part of my childhood, or you were the voice of my childhood. And when we, you know, thank you very much. That's an honor to say that, because when I stepped away from it, I thought, you know, my wrestling days are over. I'm not going to do it again. And then we're in the era of nostalgia now, where people love to go back and watch what happened back then and listen to what happened back then and hear everybody's stories. And the internet has been a wonderful thing. It really has. When Conrad was setting up this podcast with me, and we started selling T-shirts, and we put a Patreon channel up, and I told him, I said, you know, I think this internet thing's going to catch on. And it did, and it's helped us out a great deal. But hearing people say you're a voice of my childhood means a lot.
Tony, Dave and I, we just a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the old nostalgic style of calling wrestling matches.
Right.
You were one of the better ones at that. I love the description, and we did this whole thing. Oh, you just grabbing a headlock, headlock takeover, and you're going through and you're describing what's going on in the match. And I wanted to see if I could have like a little match with Dave, and then you can call it.
I'd be glad to. Okay.
Can we have a little match?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
In front of Tony Schiavone.
Man, I could put a broomstick in motion.
You're going to embarrass me in front of one of my heroes?
No, this is going to be easy.
Okay, it'll be easy.
Come on.
Yeah, where's the belt?
Well, here we are at Busted Open, first thing in the morning. The world's strongest man, the Hall of Famer, Mark Henry, looking as only he can look. And Dave LaGreca. Dave, is that a brown spot on your pants? Okay, let me make sure. Okay, there you go. And they're ready to lock up. LaGreca moving to his right, taking his glasses off like a wuss. Okay, collar and elbow tie up. Side headlock. Grind it in, Mark. There you go, grind it in. Okay,
LaGreca with a wide vertical base. He's trying to escape. He's got him. Wind up. Boo! He has staggered LaGreca. He staggered him. One more time. Oh! That son of a bitch is down. One, two. Oh, yeah! Not today. What is wrong with Mark Henry? What is going through his mind? Why would he do something to Dave LaGreca? Oh! Oh, you're talking about a cheap shot. Oh, no, in the midsection. Oh, what a shitty blow that was. Good God. Henry is coming back from the worst working punches I've ever seen in my life. Look, no! Oh, never look the other way, LaGreca. Watch out! What's he going to do now? Oh, no! Oh! He's got him in the fucking goozle. He's down. One, two, three. Mark Henry, the world's strongest man, is your winner. Stay down, Dave. You'll be fine. You still got it. Mark Henry still has it. Dave. Dave, the day's just beginning. Dave. Let's hear for Dave LaGreca. Dave. Lay down here.
We're going to get interviewed now.
Okay.
And now I feel kind of like Richard Belzer after interviewing Hogan at Mr. T. Wow. I think that's the most exercise I've gotten in the last 10
years. Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm not serious.
As y'all see.
I can't believe people are chanting, "You still got it." I'm a 47-year-old man that never wrestled in his life, Mark.
You still have it.
Well, Tony, what do you got in store today for StarCast?
Today, JR and the King are going to start out. I got an interview with Sting behind the paint. We're going to talk to him. I'm going to talk to Arn Anderson, which I look forward to. And we just got a whole day lined up. And then, of course, we got Magnum and Tully coming up. Look at the I Quit match.
I Quit match.
And, of course, as you know, the Ric Flair roast had to be postponed. And, which I'm very excited about, David Arquette and I are going to watch a watch-along of Ready to Rumble.
Nice.
Okay.
That's going
to
be
fun. Date night with Violetta and I. Ready to Rumble.
So we're going to be doing all that. And I'm working on one of the stages, so I'm a producer of one of the stages, so I've got to be there the entire time. And hold Conrad Thompson's hand. Because he sent me a text. He said, this morning, he said, "I'm tired and I'm old." I said, "No, you're not old. I'm old." And I said, "And that's why you should do podcasting only and let somebody else do this stuff, because this has been crazy."
It's frantic.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about being here. Gosh, this AEW is going to be great, and they have a great announced team, and it's great seeing JR back doing play-by-play, live play-by-play again, so it's going to be great.
All right, well, guys, everybody, Tony Schiavone, legendary.
Thank you, guys.
Tony Schiavone, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Mark, you the man, buddy.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, when we come back, SCU is going to join us right here on Busted Open.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156, or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Hell of a match, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. I couldn't put you over, though.
Well, thank God SCU is here to save me. Of course, Scorpio Sky, Frankie Kazarian, Christopher Daniels. SCU, everybody.
Christopher Daniels.
Going up against the Strong Hearts tomorrow night, AEW Double or Nothing. If you're not here out in Vegas, you get to see it on pay-per-view, Fight TV as well. Bleacher Report streaming, so really happy to have
what
that.
What a great app, man. What a great app.
Oh, yeah, it's not. It's phenomenal. And I will say this. I mean, I love Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky. They're tremendous. But I will say this.
Where is it?
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh.
Usually when you hear that, it's
but, no, wait.
I'm about to get buried.
Dot, dot, dot.
Now, Mark, you know, you've been doing the show for me for a while. Busted Open's been on the air for 10 years. And I'm being completely honest. The only guest that actually makes me nervous, where I get those, that feeling in my stomach like it's the first day of school.
Oh, man.
Is when I interview Christopher Daniels.
Why is that?
You got to bring your A game.
Yes, and I'll tell you why, and I mean this from the heart. If people make their list of the greatest wrestlers of all time, Christopher Daniels needs to be on that list.
Needs to be on.
So
that
when
list.
People talk about, you know, the top 50, top 25 wrestlers, I think Christopher Daniels is one of the most underappreciated wrestlers in the world. How crisp he is in the ring, how he could tell a story in the ring. And listen, this is not
and
a
work,
knock on
and
anybody
work every
else.
Style.
Yes, he can work. And in any promotion against any opponent, it's Christopher Daniels.
You know what?
Thanks, guys.
I agree with that. What a bait and switch that was.
Yeah.
He puts us over. Man, I love Scorpio's guy and Frankie Kazarian, and I think he's going to bury Chris Daniels. Then he puts Daniels over more than us, so we look like the J-Bros. What a bait and switch.
So in case you guys were wondering,
touché,
he's bearing the load of this team. Yeah. We're riding your coattails.
100%.
100%.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with riding the coattails. I was in the Nation, and everybody in there was a Hall of Famer, and I was the low man on the totem pole. And the one thing about when you hang amongst greatness, you will become great. So
true that.
Let's hope that
you're in good company. Case.
Well, no, and listen, this is not – I don't want to take that as a knock to you guys because you guys
I'm
are
joking.
Tremendous
no,
as well.
Yeah,
but I just feel like whenever I have Christopher – I honestly get nervous every time I talk to Christopher Daniels because I think he's one of the best in the world.
Oh, thank you, man.
Can I give you one of the things I think about that? I think because Chris comes off as a really, really smart guy, which he is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I say that all the time. Like, guys that are really educated, and education is not always in books. It's not always how many degrees you have, but exposure to the world and systems and understanding and travel. And wrestlers, who's more traveled than wrestlers? I mean, like, we travel the world. We're accessible. We're in different venues every night. And you get to meet so many different people through so many different walks of life. And Chris has done that for a long, long time. And I love the thought that there are so many educated guys in the business of pro wrestling. I mean, as opposed to other businesses, sports, you know, you don't have that many guys that I remember at one time, just in the WWE, this is not counting all the companies outside of, there were guys, there was like 31 guys that had college degrees out of like 80. That's a pretty high percentage.
Yeah. A lot more than radio, I'll tell you that much. Now, that being said, I'm also concussed after my match with you, Mark.
Oh, God, I never hurt anybody.
So tell us about, Scorpio, tell us about the match tomorrow night, Strong Heart, six-man tag match. This is a premier match tomorrow night for sure.
Absolutely. This is we're introducing the OWE to the world, which is a promotion that's going on in China and Shanghai. We had the opportunity to go over there and work out a little bit and see what they're doing. And obviously everybody knows Shima. He's a legend.
Yep.
He's got, we'll clap it up for him. You know, myself, actually, you know, I when I was very new in the business, Shima was one of my favorite wrestlers, and he's got T-Hawk and Lindemann, and it's going to be a great premier match. You know, SCU, we are finely tuned. It's going to be one of those all-time six-mans that are just fun, or everybody has a good time, but full respect to those guys, but as to quote one of the all-time greats, somebody's going to get their ass kicked tomorrow.
All right.
Somebody is going to get their wig split.
And you guys, too, I think one of the great things about AEW, because this is really the first show, is tomorrow night, but everybody knows you, obviously from your work outside of this, but also being the Elite. You really see your personality, your characters, sense of humor. You know, what is like that, Frankie, for you? What is it like being a part of that show and showing fans a different side of you that they may not have known?
It's made the difference night and day. It's unbelievable. Like that, being able to showcase what we do on that show took us from here to here. And I think if you go back to the TNA days where Christopher Daniels and myself were Bad Influence, what really put us over the edge was our personality and them giving us the opportunity to go out there and speak and go out there and entertain and do tickle butt and do funny stuff. And people really connected with that. And that's what really put us on that next level. So being able to, you know, start doing the worst town stuff, people that, for whatever reason, us burying every town we're in caught on like wildfire for whatever reason. And now it's expected of us. And it's just, it's like I said, 21 years in, I was like, wow, if you would have told me all I had to do was bury every town, I would have done that. I would have done that 20 years ago.
That early, yeah.
Yeah. So it's been great. And then, you know, obviously the Bucks are very, very close friends, and they give us the freedom just to go out there and do stuff. Like if you guys saw the Rocky III and the Rocky IV training bits, those are all just ideas we've had in our head. And, you know, we have the forum to get it out there and for, and people really connect with it and they really love it. And, it's been great. It's taken us to another level.
Can we get y'all to bury this town?
Oh God, absolutely. Vegas. We bury Vegas every time we go. Vegas buries me every time I come here too. But
yeah. One thing we like to say about Vegas is it's one of our favorite worst towns.
It is.
Okay. I mean, that's a compliment. You know how
it's
many.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment, yeah. Though. It's like, ooh, you're great when you're not, when you don't suck.
Yeah. Right. Well, like the one LaGreca gave Sky and I.
Man, y'all were awesome. But Christopher Daniels, right. That guy's really talented.
Now, honest, and I've said this to the nation, this is the first time that I'm here in Las Vegas, but a lot of my ancestors are buried in the desert out here, so it's almost like, you know.
Old mafia stuff.
Wow. I get old cement shoes over here.
I get right. You, yeah.
So, Frankie, how was the show last night? I know you were here in this room.
I was on this stage. We had the jam session. I don't know if you guys were here, if you made it or not. Cool. Thanks for those that came out. It was great. We had Papa Buck up here doing BTE original songs. We had my band Gutter Candy doing some originals, some covers. Everyone had a good time. Everyone seemed to have just party. A lot of alcohol was consumed, which is fine because I always say with Gutter Candy, the more you drink, the better we sound. So I'm all about that. Some of you guys are still drinking. I know you are.
I think we got a lot of hangovers here.
What's your beer per choice, bro?
It's a beer. Not even like a Bloody Mary or like a vodka orange.
Anybody
is a beer.
Drinking vodka this early?
What a pro.
My man back here. Got a vodka. He's got a vodka cranberry right here.
I can't believe no one's gotten me a Bud Light.
Oh, man.
I've been on the air for 26 minutes, and I haven't gotten a Bud Light yet.
No, we're not. Look, there's children present.
Yep.
Like, if we can't have you drinking this early.
You need to get yourself a God Bless You, brother.
That's one of our drinks. It's a Corona Light in a glass with, like, margarita salt on the rim. We call it God Bless You, brother.
Oh, it's a delightful.
It's delightful.
Scorpio, what's this been like? What's the last year been like for you? Being a part of this team, now being a part of AEW, and you know, what's it been like for you the last 12 months?
You know, I always compare myself to an old fighter named James J. Braddock, and his nickname was the Cinderella Man, and which basically it's you go from nothing to something. You know, if you go back 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, I was barely in the business anymore. I've been working for year after year after year and not really getting a big shot on the big stage. And I was almost ready to give up, and you know, one thing led to another. I ended up sticking with it. And now, you know, first it was Ring of Honor, and now I'm with SCU, and now AEW, and everything just complete 180 for me. You know, life is so crazy and different. And a lot of it, really, I have to, you know, give it up to cliche of never give up, you know, work as hard as you can. If you have a dream, I always say there's no expiration date, you know, there's no limit for chasing your dreams.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And especially watching you and watching your career, I always equate wrestling to like a hallway with a bunch of light switches. And as you go through your journey, you're flipping those switches on and it's dark. And you're flipping them every step you take, you're flipping, and you look back, and it's so well lit behind you. But in front of you, it's still dark. And you are one of those guys that I think early on, the hallway was too dark. And then now, all of those switches are on, and you're able to see a lot more. And your style is not just moves. And at one point, it was all of what you could do. But now it's what you're able to do for the person that you're in the ring with. So it's a different dynamic. I love where you've come from. And Cinderella Man, that's a hell of an analogy. I really like that. That was, that's something you should talk about that more.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Christopher Daniels, Scorpio Sky, Frankie Kazarian, SCU. Big match tomorrow night, Double or Nothing against the Stronghearts, guys. Good luck with everything, and thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, man.
All right, when we come back, I think there's a certain cowboy in the house that's going to join the show with Mark Henry and I, when we're back right here on Busted Open.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
One of my favorite wrestlers out there right now, the Cowboy, James Storm. How are you, James?
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Breakfast with Busted Open and Mark Henry. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Beer, drinking, breakfast, and breast.
Boots, babes, and breakfast.
Oh!
I love it.
And I have to give credit to James Storm for one thing. He's the only one so far in this show that brought me a beer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be the beer drinker without having a beer with you. That's just not cool.
Man, you are making some headway, man. NWA, I mean, what you're doing right now is absolutely fantastic.
You know, I finally have told myself it's time to kind of get back out there. The ending part of TNA, weird story. I wish I would have left 5 years earlier because I felt like I kind of overstayed my welcome, and it was just kind of – I was just there. You know, it seemed like they didn't have anything for me. And then I started developing these feelings toward the office that I shouldn't have had, you know, where it's just like, you know. And the very last show of TNA, I was getting ready to go out on stage, and my phone rang, and it was my little girl's mom. And I answered it. She goes, hey, just to let you know, I found a suicide note from our daughter in her backpack. And I was like, what? And I'm about to go out, like, to wrestle, and she's like, yeah, and my music hits, and they're yelling for me. I'm like, I will call you back as soon as I get done, and, like, I'm bawling, my eyes are, like, swollen up, and I'm running to the go position, and Matt and Keith Mitchell was there. I was like, do not shoot my face, whatever you do. They're like, why? I went, this. They go, oh. So, like, when I'm coming down the ramp, you see, like, I got my head down. I just get right in the ring, go right to it. As soon as the match is over, I get to the back, talk to my daughter and all this, and it was just one of those things where I knew right then that I had to be with my family more, and I just kind of fell out of love with wrestling. It got to that point where it just kind of just seemed like it was just flatlined, you know. And then recently, these last 2 years, I kind of fell back in love with wrestling, man, traveling the world, seeing the fans, because really, without the fans, we're nothing. Yeah. Plain and simple.
You mentioned the fact that, you know, sometimes the if you're away from your family so much that you don't have that cohesive family unit. And I said last night, wrestling is an unbelievable business, but sometimes wrestling won't love you back.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm seeing a lot more guys spend more time at home and bring their families on the road with them and actually have more of a family feel. I think that hopefully that'll be something that's encouraged.
Yeah, you see that a lot more now with the guys bringing their families on the road and all this with their Insta stories and all that, because, you know, back when I was coming up, there was no – you didn't bring your families on the road. You left the wives and kids at home, and you went and did the business, and you partied afterwards, and you did all this. I mean, there was times after show I would go, and I would have a full bottle of Jack, and I'd just drink that by myself. Wow. It just kind of got out of control, and it was my wife that kind of brought me back in. She goes, why are you being addicted – those people, they're trying to be nice to you. And to me, like, no one ever told me, you know, no one ever said, hey, like, chill out, you know. I think they were kind of worried about what I might say to them or something like that. Like, there was times I would try to get fired, and I could never get, like, I couldn't even get fired. Like, I was so depressed, and I just wanted to leave. And
I know you're talented when you try to get fired and you can't.
I got fined 3 times on just 2 shows. How in the hell do you get fined 3 times on 2 shows? But I did it.
Wow.
I remember interviewing, I think I might have told you this story, but we had Hulk Hogan in studio. This is going back. And when he first started getting involved in TNA, and the one guy that he mentioned that he wanted the company to get behind was you. And did you feel like when you were with TNA that the company ever really got behind you?
No, I don't. It was, and I think that's what kind of drove me to being crazy is because at the beginning, there were so many of us, you know, me, Bobby Roode, AJ Styles, Eric Young, all these guys that were, you know, doing some WCW stuff that when once they sold out, WWE didn't pick none of us up. And we kind of had a chip on our shoulder. We're like, hey, we're just as good as these guys. Let's go out and prove it. So it was kind of like a brotherhood during that time. And so we would prove ourselves to the people who were, you know, running the scenes and everything, the show behind the scenes. And then as soon as I get to just about there, a new regime would take over, and I would have to prove myself all over again. And it just got to the point where I was like, F this. Like, I'm sick and tired of this shit. And I just got – that's why I just started being a dick to the office. Like, to the boys, we were family because we would travel the roads together and all this. But it was like – and there was a lot of other boys that felt the same way I did, but I spoke up a lot.
and that's a good thing, actually. It shows leadership. But, you know, there's a way to have a conversation about strife with the office. And thank you. That's so much better. The echo, you're the best. Hey, let's hear it for the tech guy. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes you have to learn to communicate with the office. And, you know, I've always kind of accepted the role of when guys had issues, me going to the office for them. And it worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I wish that there was somebody that you could have confided in that could have said, you know what, James, let me talk to him. And then put you all on a sit-down communication so you can get all your ills out.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes the office don't make time.
No, they don't. And you have to make sure that you basically kind of corner them back in the day and say, look, this is the problem here. And one of the guys that actually was, you know, say, oh, let me take care of it on this side, it was D'Lo Brown. And I think just because he had been there and done it, and he's kind of went through the same thing I did, he goes, I got you. Like, let me speak to the office and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, and D'Lo's a really good dude. I was here just a few weeks ago receiving an honor for the Cauliflower Alley Club, and D'Lo introduced me. And he and I were blessed because we had Ron Simmons, Owen Hart, Godfather. I mean, like, we had so many positive guys that had an influence in the office.
Yeah.
And the office gave them the ability to say, hey, tell us what to do. That is not common, you know, in pro wrestling. So hopefully, now that you know that, you'll be able to help some of those guys that had the same issues that you did.
Yeah, and I think that's what's helped me is now, like I said, I fell back in love with pro wrestling, and I've gotten older and smarter, and I know how to deal with stuff, you know, more than just be like, you know, F that, I'm going to do this, you know, because really at the end of the day, that's not the way to do business.
Yeah. You know? Well, you got a lot of rebel in you.
He's a cowboy. He's the cowboy. Well, let's talk about right now, because first of all, you're in. Look at this. He's in phenomenal shape, man. Like, come on, pick it up.
I've been trying, man. I went to 12-ounce curls. You know, I'm doing good.
Well, I mean, and the NWA now, being a part of the NWA, being a part of, you know, the National Wrestling Alliance with that rich history, and now making a comeback, and Billy Corgan. What's it like being a part of this company right now?
You know, it's really cool because I kind of grew up on the NWA back in the day.
Yep.
And just to be a part of what Billy's doing right now is pretty special, because, you know, and I'm sure you heard a lot of guys when, you know, you heard Billy Corgan starting back up the NWA, you're like, why? You know, like, it's, but now, like, he's actually doing something positive with it, and with Nick, you know, as the champion, I mean, they're actually moving in the right direction, taking baby steps instead of, you know, trying to jump before they can crawl.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, I've always been a fan of yours. I appreciate that you're a fan of this show. And I really appreciate you being a part of today. And we'll have to catch up with you at StarCast 2 today.
Can I go back to sleep now?
No!
Everybody, Cowboy James Storm.
There you go.
Cowboy, thanks so much,
hey, man.
Man.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. All right, when we come back, good old JR, Hall of Famer Jim Ross, right here on Busted Open.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, Channel 156. or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
When you hear Boomer Sooner.
You know what that means.
That means Hall of Famer.
Texas just scored.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It's a terrible
I'm
job.
Sorry that your team hasn't won 12 Big 12 championships. I'm sorry that your team hasn't had the last two Heisman Trophy winners.
That's true.
But I still love you like my little lost son.
Thanks, Dad.
But if
Dad.
You start shooting the shit on the dadgum sooner.
I'm not
me
shooting.
Me and you's going to the woodshed, son.
No, don't do it, Dad.
Jim Ross, everybody.
Don't do it.
Thank you. Thanks.
Now, Jim Ross obviously is the greatest voice in the history
yes, sir.
Of professional wrestling.
Wow.
But also, too, he's a Big Nation member. So, since the argument's already started before I even did the introduction, when we had Daryl Johnston on and we were talking about, and you're already looking at me with those, like, you're about to kill me.
No, I'm not.
And we're talking about that Dallas franchise and Bob Stoops.
Is my coach. He's my coach.
That's right.
There you go. Thank
so,
you, Mark.
I mean, you know.
See how big a man you are?
Yeah.
Standing tall. Like Ernie Ladd said, my feet is a size 17, and I cover the grounds
the ground,
I walk
home.
But whoever thought it would be the XFL that would have gotten an Oklahoma Sooner diehard and a Texas Longhorn diehard together, but the XFL. Vince like McMahon helped this relationship.
It's a tent revival. Any of you that have not been saved, Reverend Mark Henry today will lay hands on you, especially one, you females.
Is there just one amongst us? Is there just one that wants to come to the promised land? Just one. You may not get over the day, but one day we will make that ascent to the top. Just
Amen,
one.
Brother.
Come on.
Nah, he's not getting the love.
Nah, nobody's feeling it. We're in Vegas. We're in the city of sin. People are like, shit, I get saved tomorrow. I'm getting drunk, high, and spending my time at the Bob Kraft building. Well, is it too soon?
Mark Henry, of all people, talking about, there's children here, for God's sakes, Mark. That's going to cost you an extra $25, by the way. JR, again, tomorrow night, AEW, Double or Nothing. I mean, the first show for AEW, the buzz about this, like we said, we haven't experienced anything like this as wrestling fans in 20 years. You back on the microphone. Everyone's excited to have JR back on the microphone.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? It brings credibility. Because you can have all the talent, you can have everybody talking about something and wanting a different option, but JR, you bring the credibility, in my opinion, to this product.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. I'm planning on discovering my best work beginning Saturday night.
Wow.
You know, when you're, I was in WWE for 26 years, had a great run. That's some amazing accomplishments, more than I ever dreamed in my Oklahoma hillbilly life. Just didn't. It's amazing. But at the end of the day, you have to go back and rely on your spirit, your inner spirit, because that you carry that with you every minute of every day. So I found that I needed to do something. I worked two times in 2018, and someone said, well, that's a hell of a schedule. He probably made a lot of money. I did. He paid me a lot of money to sit home. I went to Saudi Arabia, and I went to New York City for Raw 25. And I was there 3 hours and change and did a four-minute match. Go figure. So I needed to get back in the game for my own sanity. I lost my best friend. I lost my soulmate. 4 days later, the damn cat died. I was on a bad streak of luck here. So I had to pick myself up, and the only way I could ever do that in my lifetime has been to return to you guys, the audience, the wrestling fans, because that became my family. And when you're an only child, and both mom and dad work, and worked all your life, so you're a latchkey kid before the word was invented, forever, you gravitate to people that want to be with you or want to care about you. Yeah. So that's kind of where I am here on this deal. I have no idea what to expect, guys. I know there's matches that I'm really looking forward to, and there's some that I have no earthly idea how it's going to go down.
But yeah. That's not, don't you find the beauty in that, though, is the be spontaneous and the, to be, like, just improvise, like,
improvise, I mean, the spontaneity.
Spontaneity. Like, to have those calls made, because if you pre-think of it, it's going to come across as
that
fabricated.
Never worked for me.
I like the natural flow of things, and to hear you make calls, and for God's sake, he's broken in half. Like you do things on the microphone that nobody else is doing. And
you need that in pro wrestling, Mark.
He's
here comes the
back.
Tech guy. Here comes
he's
the tech guy
back.
Again to help out Mark.
He's coming back.
But JR, I think what
he's
Mark is saying,
back.
And I totally agree, that's kind of the beauty of pro wrestling. I think as wrestling fans, we've almost become accustomed to knowing everything that's going to happen before it happens. So you, who's calling the match, to not know the unpredictability of it, I think is fantastic.
Somebody tried to give me more information than I needed in a meeting here lately, and I said, I don't need that.
No.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not being obstinate or egocentric. If you don't tell me, I can give you a natural reaction.
Right.
So the only thing you got to do is trust OJR. He still has a natural reaction give you. That's all. So I don't need to know. I want to be surprised. I want to be in the moment. I didn't have a clue that Foley was going to be thrown off the cell in Pittsburgh in 1998 that I hear about every day of my life. I will say, though, we have a very popular selling T-shirt. It killed him or something like that. Those lines in that are like wrestling fans or regular fans are reciting lines in Caddyshack or Stripes, my favorite. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah. I love that.
We did a little bit of early morning talk about movies. And, you know, the whole front row right here, they started right in with, we did Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah.
What else did we do this morning?
We did a little Caddyshack.
We did some Caddyshack.
I mean, and you're right. Like, just like a great movie, a classic movie, it's the same thing with a classic match. You remember those moments.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I mess up your concentration?
There you go, Marcellus. you know, JR, you know, and looking ahead, we just had James Storm on.
Yeah.
And James Storm was talking about how he kind of fell out and just lost his love for the business, and he needed to take a step back and take a break, and then fall back in love with the business again. Right. And I'm sure, in a way, you know, that's happened for you too. Not that you've ever fallen out of love with it, but
fallen out of the love of the wrestling business. There's been times that I didn't think it loved me back.
Amen. Preach.
So that's like being in a relationship. If you're going to bail at the first step of a hardship or a challenge, then guess what? Your marriage is boom, gone.
It's done already.
It's history. So I just believe that mindset. But I'm kind of rejuvenated here. You know, I'm pretty sure anyway that Omega and Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Jericho, not Jericho.
and for me it'd be Geritol. The guy said, "What the hell is Jericho?" It's for Iron Port.
Marv Albert, he was drinking.
Huh?
You know Marv Albert was drinking. He was drunk off his ass calling the game last night.
Well, I think one thing we found out after watching the NBA playoffs last night, that JR is a hell of a lot better voice than Marv Albert.
Yep. And more of a professional.
Yep.
Because JR would have never mispronounced a major star's name in that moment. Like, that was not good prep. Like, you know, I guess I'm not qualified to criticize Marv Albert, somebody that's won Emmys.
He's very good. He's
but I'm just saying, bad. Like, you know.
It's a fraud. Marv Albert's a fraud. Yeah,
even if you don't, even if you
he's
don't respect the business.
He bought those Emmys, let's face it.
Right.
He bought the Emmys.
He bought them. Even if you don't respect the person or the business or whatever, if your job is to professionally talk about that individual, make sure you pronounce their name right.
I agree. And JR never had that problem. JR has always been a professional.
I did in New Japan days when I didn't get the direction I needed. Some New Japan hardcore fans, I think they still despise me to this very day because I, instead of saying Shinsuke, I want to say Shinsuke. Well, you know, hey, somebody's going to help me out here. Do I look Asian? And I'm not bilingual. I'm not by anything, by the way, so you know the record.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Jericho and Omega match because I expect it will close the show. And when you got to close the show of a major happening for these guys and all of us, that's the ultimate challenge, because you got to top this and this, oh, and this, everything. So how do you close a spectacular show that you know is going to have some amazing athleticism when you get into a tag match like the Bucks and the Lucha Brothers? Then you got this great drama between two brothers who have the same legendary father, who they never lived together ever, but they're still half brothers. And one stood in his father's shadow his entire life, and then Dusty passes away, and you think, well, here's Dustin's time. And guess what? Little brother has stolen the spotlight again, and now you're standing in his shadow. And you're 50 years old. That's a hell of a story.
It is.
Yep.
It's believable. You know why? It's true. Now, I embellish a little bit. I've been known to do that. But the genesis of the story is based in fact. So now, as a wrestling fan, we're not rolling our eyes. It's going to be fun, guys.
I know we got to close up, but I'm looking forward to, more than anything, knowing who you are and knowing how competitive you are and knowing that you're somebody that thrives on showing you, this is who I am, this is what I am. I'm looking forward to seeing you get your competition on. So go out there and get them. Go out there and kill them, JR.
Thanks for listening. Catch us weekdays on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.